Okay, first off, if you can, just to clarify, what is the official, basically, state law and university policy when it comes to concealed weapons on campus?
It's against the law to carry a concealed weapon on your person while on campus. That goes for any campus, be it a university or secondary school, post-secondary school.
In terms of an official university response to this protest during the week, what is the university's response?
Well, speaking for the university police, this is a First Amendment issue. So basically, to wear a holster on top of your clothing is not against the law. An empty holster is no crime in the state of Florida. We wanted to make people aware of what was happening, and that's the reason why we put out the notice on Friday. We wanted to make sure that people knew ahead of time what was going to happen, just to be proactive so that members of the community would not be surprised by what they were going to see this week, and so that we could give people a heads up and make them aware.
Yeah, the unusual thing about that was that normally when we have these kinds of protests on campus, we don't get this kind of advance notice. What was the reason given him for that? Is it just the idea of making sure that people were aware this is what's going on?
Yes, it's to make people aware, and because it's a week-long event, and it's not going to be in any one specific area, our understanding of what the organizers of the event or the protest have planned is that this will be happening throughout the week, and people will be going about their daily business wearing the empty holster. So it wasn't going to be limited to one specific area. It's throughout the campus, throughout the week, and we just felt out of an abundance of proactive precaution to make people aware of it.
If there is a student, a faculty member, a staff member who sees someone with a holster who's uncomfortable, what is the university police's advice or what you're telling people to do this week when, confronted by a situation like that where they're uncomfortable about it?
Well, as we said before, it's not against the law to carry an empty holster. Certainly, if anyone sees someone with a firearm in that holster, that's a different story. That would be a 911 call that should be generated. If people are uncomfortable, this is a First Amendment issue, and there are many things that people may be uncomfortable about that other people say or do. We want people to feel comfortable to be able to exercise their First Amendment rights throughout campus.
Has there been any sort of plans for increased patrols, increased officer presence on campus this week, particularly maybe even at like the event like Wednesday, the Bulls Market, where there will be a table of information being given out?
Well, because there's no one specific area, because it is campus-wide and throughout the week, we're continuing our routine patrols. Obviously, our officers are aware of that. They're prepared to respond should there be any concerns that are raised. And again, if anyone should see an actual firearm, we're prepared to respond in that event as well.